各位听众朋友大家好，我是陈一芬，欢迎回到新闻最前线。接下来的时间呢，我们继续来重温一下上周五由加拿大中文电台和星岛日报合办的大温交通税公投论坛的精彩片段。有请下一位观众朋友。
你好，我是 Cliff。我有两个问题，一个问一下朱教授，另外一个问一下 Mayor Greg。第一个问题就是，我们知道交通建设是需要钱的，问题是我们这个加税的这个决定来筹资是否正确？你有没有考虑到作为一个税收对经济的冲击，它不是说仅仅是每个家庭平均多超出了200多块钱而已，而是这200多块钱会影响到整个社会的购买力。也就是说，本来这个没有这个税，我可能会买一辆车，增加了0.5%的税，这辆车我就不买了。也就是说，这个是对我们社会的经济的冲击，而且我们政府长期以来一直在不停地加税。那么究竟哪一个税是压死这个骆驼的最后一根稻草呢？第二个，we have another solution for that problem, for the financing. We don't need to put the tax on the people. We need to make the management change. In the 1997, the Apple computer almost bankrupt. But Steve Jobs comes in. He don't ask for the financing.He just fired all those directors, and he finally, he make this company the number one in the world.
Okay, thank you. His first question was direct to Alan, and the second question direct to Mayor. So I'll get Alan to have a take first. Alan.
你说的很对。那么如果你每一年都要多交200多块钱的税的话，可能你的购买力会受到影响。但如果你反过来想一想，如果交通特别好，大家都不开车的话，汽油的需求量会降低，汽油的价格也会降低。所以这种计算实际上是在一个 trade off 里面在做一个成本效益的一个分析。所以我个人觉得话呢，如果我们没有选择，只有这个 yes 或 no 的话呢，我们应该好好想一想，我们是要一个长期的非常非常有效的运输的环境，还是要一个短期的每个年省200块钱？其实你省的不是200块钱，你省的要低于200块钱，因为你省了很多的汽油的购买东西，很多东西看不到的，你省了时间，你省了这个所谓的汽车保险的钱。还有一个，如果大家都有一个很好的环境，你的健康会更好，可能我们的所谓的健康的钱也会节省很多。你现在就问自己，我们是不是应该投资？我们确实应该投资。我们是不是需要花钱投资？我们确实需要。至于这个钱怎么管理，是第三位第四位问题，我们应该用以后的我们的选票来决定是否要并出所谓的 TransLink， 是否应该提高他们的管理效率。
Thank you, Alan. Mayor, the second question was direct to you.
So you talk about change at Apple. What did they do? They brought in a new CEO. That's what TransLink just did. They brought in a new CEO to give direction on change. That change that Apple did didn't happen overnight. It took some time. So we see that the changeis started. We don't know what the outcome of that is yet, but they've made that change because, and you could parallel your example there. But we need to take a look back at the last few years. The numbers that aren't reported are that TransLink actually has produced a surplus in the last couple of years. Take a look at the annual reports for the last couple of years of TransLink and judge for yourself. Don't judge by what we're saying on this panel. Go read the audited annual reports.And find out what actually is happening there. And don't listen to the spin from all of us on what we think is the best number that you need to hear. Read it for yourself and make up your own mind.
Greg Moore 市長咧就係回答啱啱呢個嘅第二個問題啊。咁佢話頭先呢位嘅觀眾佢提到嗰個例子啦，蘋果電腦帶咗個新 CEO 過嚟嚟到去改變呢一個嘅企業。咁佢話運輸聯網亦都係做咗呢件事，就係、是聘請咗一個新嘅 CEO 嚟到去管理呢個運輸聯網。但係呢啲改變唔係即日，唔可以隔一晚就可以即刻發生嘅。咁同埋佢話咧呢個嘅改變已經係開始咗。
My two questions are for Jordan Bateman. So listening to your intro argument, I had a sense that you were trying to tell us to vote no because you want us to spite TransLink. Do you think it's a good idea to make any decision, especially an important life decision, important decision that will affect millions of people based on spite? That's my first question. My second question is, you know, as a young person, I'm thinking aboutall the people who go to university and take the B-line, who want to go to UBC under an hour, what do you say to them? You know, 10 years from now, if the B-line is still there and it's still packed like a sardine, what do you say to them? I went through that and it was not fun. An hour each way, twice a day.
Well, first of all, the subway to Arbutus won't solve that problem. It would still take a long time to get to UBC. In fact, you'll have to get off it there at Arbutus, climb up a bunch of stairs, and then take buses out to UBC. So there isn't really much time saving. But I'm not spiteful with TransLink. TransLink has lost public confidence. You know, in one breath, the mayor says, all the indicators with TransLink, go read the annual reports. Everything is, you know, excellent at TransLink. And then in the next breath, we hear, well, we fired the CEO like Apple did, and, you know, that's the first step in change. The leadership in our region is in a collective state of denial about what's going on at TransLink and what the people are feeling about TransLink. 80% of people in the polling done that was released last week said they don't have confidence in TransLink. 80%. 70% of yes voters said they don't have confidence in TransLink. Those aren't Jordan Bateman somehow being spiteful. Those are real people who are asked their opinion, and they don't have confidence in the system. So there's no spite here. I want to see TransLink fixed. I think that people deserve to have their tax dollars with taxes. You know, if you don't pay your taxes, what do? They put you in jail, they take away your house, they garnish your wages. The least government can do is to make sure that they take those tax dollars and treat them like the sacred trust that they are and manage them efficiently. Mayor Moore has done that in Port Coquitlam, but he's not in charge of TransLink, and he would tell you that. You know, the mayors, you know, have been having this trouble with TransLink for a long time. But we need to send the strong message. We need to fix TransLink. We need to get it back up to snuff, and we need to make it an efficient operation, one that we can trust before we give it more money, and certainly before we give it a whole new kind of tax that no local government agency, nothing like TransLink, has ever had across the country, because that will spread.
If I can say one more thing, I've traveled all over North America, and honestly, the transit system in Vancouver, if you guys remember, is one of the best in North America. If you've gone to New York, if you've gone to DC or Toronto, it does not work like TransLink does, okay? Secondly, if TransLink got fixed, as you say, would you then actually support this referendum? Would you say yes?
I would not say yes to a sales tax, but there are other ways to fund this plan. For example, we hear constantly about the million more people moving to this region. And, you know, this is kind of how we've afforded these big investments in the past. More people move here, we have a larger tax base. The municipal governments have seen their annual revenue in the Lower Mainland grow by almost 6% a year, every single year, for the past 10 years. If they had just allocated 0.5%, well, actually, going forward, they don't even need to go into the past, go forward. If they just allocate 0.5% of their future growth to this, they could fund the entire plan. They would still have, you know, we calculate 4.3% annual revenue growth to spend on all of the other priorities in Port Coquitlam and Richmond and Langley and Vancouver. They would have that money. They wouldn't be putting a bigger burden on us.
好，很快这个总结一下哦。刚刚这个女士的提问提到，就是说她是不是呢，对于 TransLink 就特别的这个有怨恨，觉得这个 TransLink 真的做得非常的这个不好。同时，她也提到说，如果说这个整个架构有改变的话，她想听听这个Bateman 的这个意见是怎么样。那 Bateman 呢，总结一下，她刚刚特别强调说，她个人绝对没有特别怨恨 TransLink 哦，但是呢，主要是因为呢，他们呢做了很多就是让民众不信任的这个事情。她举例最新的这个民调，80%的投 No 的人觉得说他们真的对 TransLink 都没有信心，但是也有70%投 Yes 的人却也说他们还是没有信心的。所以呢，他只是希望呢 TransLink 用钱用的会更有效率一点。同时他讲到税的这个问题，他也说呢，其实市政府可以更好的更有效的分配已收税款呢，譬如说在0.5%他们已收的这个地税当中，应该可以找到额外的这个税项来做相关的这个用途。
My name is Winnie Ho, and I'm with the Yes I Coalition. I have a comment, and I also have a question for both the Yes and No sides. My comment is, my family came to this country, settled in Vancouver 30 years ago. We've grown from a family of four to now a family of eight, and that's only the nuclear family. We have definitely contributed into the transportation transit congestion because we move every day, all of us.So for 35 cents a day, I'm not rich, but I think I can afford the 35 cents a day to help out, because this is what Canadian is about. This is why we come to Canada. And my question is, for both the yes and no side, I'm curious to know, we've heard a lot about the no position. Assuming that the day after a no vote, TransLink stays. So can both sides paint me a picture of what the day after a no vote or yes vote looks like? And I want particularly in reference to transit, transportation, congestion, health, and also funding and taxation.
剛剛這個問題就是問究竟在公投之後，不論是投贊成票之後，究竟後果會怎樣，投了反對票之後，後果又怎樣，他希望正反雙方都想給一個答案。Who would like to answer this first? Maybe Jordan? I'll let you take that first.
The day after the no vote, the sea buses will still be in the harbor. The sky trains will still be running. The buses will still be running. People will still be going about their business. But a revolution will have been happening which will force the government to understand that we are overtaxed. If the only tax increase you had this year was 35 cents a day, which, by the way, is a misleading number because they don't actually include what businesses are going to pass down to you and increase cost. But if that was the only tax increase, sure, you might be able to handle it. But that's on top of ICBC and MSP and EI. And CPP increases. You know, just compared to 5 years ago, the average family in British Columbia is paying $25 more a week in taxes. Just comparing yourself to 5 years ago, $25 more a week. So if you feel like you're a little bit more broke at the end of every week, you actually are. That's why. So what will have happened is government, the mayor's council, the premier, the minister of transportation, the opposition NDP, they're, you know, supporting the yes side. TransLink board, all six of the boards of directors, they will have gotten a message. We're overtaxed and we want something done, something to fix TransLink. And they will begin, hopefully, I'd like to lock the mayor's council and the premier and the boards of directors in a room together to talk about how you restore public confidence in TransLink. And that will become the effort over the summer and the fall of our political leadership, as it should have been, you know, years ago when this thing started to slide. This is not a new problem. TransLink wasting money didn't just start overnight. It's been happening for many years.
贝德门先生刚刚特别提到说呢，如果投 no 之后，这个 TransLink 呢还是存在，但没有关系，因为生活一切如常哦，大家还是去上班，继续会有 SkyTrain、CE Bus 等等哦。但是它释放出一个很重要的这个讯息，就是让 TransLink 让我们的这个省政府、市政府相关的这个单位都知道我们的这个心声。我们觉得 TransLink 需要改变，所以下一步就是政府要展现领导力的时候了。Alan，
我个人觉得呢，我想举两个最简单的例子跟大家分享一下。 第一个呢，就是我们现在讨论的所有问题里面，没有一个人否定我们的交通系统应该更新、应该提高，我们应该投资在我们的交通系统里面。我们现在正在其实争论的焦点是我们怎么来融资来建设这个系统。所以我觉得的话呢，如果要这样是一个问题的话呢，我们想 TransLink 我个人也认为是效率比较低的。但是如果我们有一个孩子，孩子表现不好，我们是对孩子应该更多的教育呢，还是把孩子一脚踢出门？那么 这个可能结论很简单。第二个呢，我是二十多年前到加拿大来的，这些年我见过很多的新老移民从世界各地来。当你问他们说你们为什么到这边来呢？这边很贵啊，生活，觉得这儿的环境好，这儿的人好，这儿的一切都好。这个好是需要付出代价的。所以我觉得在我们在说 TransLink 不好的时候，不要把我们应该做的建设全部的毁掉。好，谢谢各位。
Mayor Moore?
So I'm not sure if Mr. Bateman has a magic ball to figure out what's going to happen the day after. I've never heard of this, and I'm not sure if this is going to cause a revolution. That's a pretty big word for a transit discussion that we're having. No doubt it has highlighted challenges in the system, and no doubt it's highlighted things that will probably have to change by this. But that doesn't mean that we vote no to make that happen. Those things, those groups that Mr. Bateman described, we'll probably get together afterwards when there is a yes vote, to talk about those things that have been highlighted. But in the meantime, the day after there's a yes vote, we can look to, and the money's then collected, we can look to invest in the road network immediately. We can look to invest and make the purchases for the buses, for the increase in the C-bus, and the increase in the overall network. We can get started on the design drawings for the new rapid transit line in Surrey, the extension of the Millennium Line along Burnaby. We can get started on the redesign for the Patello Bridge and finally replace that bridge that is in desperate need to create a safer bridge. Those things we know will happen. The other stuff is all speculation. And we can speculate all we want on what will happen, but I think a lot of those things Mr. Bateman highlighted will happen with a yes vote as well. But then we can get on rebuilding the system that we need to.
剛剛 Mayor Moore 咧認為咧，其實係反對嗰邊嘅陣營咧，係冇提出到，即係唔明，純粹係猜測呢一個嘅反對嘅陣營咧贏咗之後咧，係會帶嚟改變。佢亦都相信咧，其實呢個贊成票係通過咗嘅話咧，其實呢個運輸聯網嗰度咧都係會有一啲嘅改變，但係同一時間亦都可以投資落去更加多嘅道路啦、巴士啊，同埋嗰個運輸基建上面嘅。
当然，最后一点点的这个时间要给四位再做一下简单的这个总结了。当然，先谢谢大家的这个提问发言。So
we'll start with KK. KK, 你有冇一个好简短、好简短、好简短嘅总结
？Yeah, I'm glad to see Mayor Greg Moore is such a compassionate person. But under this compassion, we have Adrian Dicks and Mayor Robinson, both a fair evader, and we hire people to give out tickets, and then until it was exposed, we never bothered to collect the fine from the tickets. That's the system we are functioning. I think this system needs a big fix.
Jordan.
My message is clear. I think you're taxed enough. I think TransLink has other options in order to fund this plan, but most importantly, we have to fix TransLink first. If we vote yes, nothing will change because they'll have the money and they won't have to engage us again on TransLink. That's why when the ballots arrive, please vote no. Talk to your friends and neighbors. The mayors are spending $7 million in taxpayer money to try to buy your yes vote. $7 million taxpayer dollars. Thus far, the no campaign has spent $27,000. Don't let our elected leaders off the hook. Let's fix TransLink. Let's say no to this tax and let's send them back to the drawing board.
Jordan 呼吁大家一定要记得投 no， 因为他说我们真的缴了足够的这个钱，而且呢，如果你投 yes 的话，他们绝对不会改变的。Alan，
我个人希望呢，我们今后的投票呢，能够充分的结合我们的长期利益和短期利益，我们自己的利益和我们下一代的利益，我们族群的利益和别的族群的利益，这才能够是一个充分最好的民主的投票。Mayor。
Thank you, and thank you again for hosting this. Thank you for coming out tonight to have this discussion. If anything of this, it's raised the discussion about how important transportation and transit is in this region. For my opinion, it's too important for us to not support going forward. We need to ensure that we invest into our future. Just like previous generations invested for us, we need to say yes so that we can make future investments, so that we can ensure that we have the transit and transportation system that we require moving forward.
好，您刚刚最后听到的是高贵林港的市长 Greg Moore， 他再次呼吁大家一定要记得投下 yes 票，因为要为未来做好投资。他说，就像前人为我们做的交通建设一样，是很重要的。 最后也呼吁大家，因为从今天开始陆续您就会收到选举局寄出的公投选票了，记得及早寄出您的选票，因为选举局说呢，在5月29号晚间8点以前，他们收到的选票才算数，逾期就作废了。您的一票很重要，记得好好思考，做出您认为最正确的选择。明天新闻最前线，我们空中再会。